In recent years, a number of new vaccines have been recommended for routine administration to adolescents, including meningococcal conjugate vaccine, known as MCV4, tetanus, diphtheria, toxoid, and acellular pertussis, or Tdap vaccine, and human papillomavirus, or HPV vaccine. In addition, there have been new recommendations for a second dose of varicella vaccine and for annual administration of influenza vaccine for all children and adolescents. When then will adolescents get these vaccines? Traditionally, the majority of adolescents are immunized in settings that provide primary care, including physicians' offices, hospital clinics, neighborhood health centers, and to a limited extent, teen clinics and school-based health centers. Unfortunately, as illustrated on this graph, which was presented at a previous NIC meeting by my colleague, Dr. Cynthia Rand, many adolescents, particularly those who are older, as you can see in the dark pink and dark blue boxes there, do not regularly see a primary care provider or receive preventive health care services. This is especially true for older male adolescents, as noted in the dark blue, for those, as you can see, around ages 17, 18, 19, etc. So where else can adolescents be immunized? Well, health department immunization clinics can serve part of this population, but often their hours of operation are limited. They're not always conveniently located, and they rarely have the ability to bill private insurance plans. Pharmacies, on the other hand, are ubiquitous and usually have convenient hours of operation. In addition, as reported by others at previous NIC meetings in recent years, more and more states now permit pharmacists to provide immunizations. So with that in mind, we endeavored to survey pharmacists nationally in collaboration with the American Pharmacists Association. And we wanted to assess pharmacists' training and experience in delivering immunizations and to determine the extent to which they may be interested in providing immunizations to adolescents. So for this project, 6,428 pharmacists who subscribe to an American Pharmacists Association listserv were invited to complete a 21-item electronic survey about the provision of immunizations to adolescents and young adults. This occurred in August 2008. Surveyed pharmacists included members and non-members of the APHA. Following the initial invitation to participate in the electronic survey, two emailed follow-up invitations were sent at weekly intervals. 685, or 11%, of the pharmacists who were invited to complete the survey did so. A response rate that generally compares favorably to other APHA electronic surveys that typically get response rates in the range of 6 to 8%. 560, or 82%, of the pharmacists who completed this survey indicated that they work in a state that allows pharmacists to immunize. 365 of them, which corresponds to 54% of all of the survey respondents, and 65% of those who work in a state that allows pharmacists to immunize, had completed an immunization certification program. Overall, 262, or 47%, of the 560 responding pharmacists who work in a state that allows pharmacists to immunize indicated that they currently do so. Among responding pharmacists who currently provide vaccinations, 84% indicated that they personally immunize young adults 18 to 20 years of age, while 35% indicated that they personally immunize adolescents under 18 years of age. Only 22% of pharmacists who currently vaccinate would not feel comfortable immunizing any individuals under age 18. As shown in this bar graph, the youngest age at which pharmacists would feel comfortable immunizing varies considerably, with some pharmacists even being willing and feeling comfortable to immunize very young children. Indeed, overall, half of all pharmacists responding to the survey indicated that they would be comfortable immunizing children as young as 12 years of age. So when the 262 pharmacists who completed the survey and currently provide immunizations to any populations were asked whether one or more pharmacists in their pharmacy currently immunizes adults with each of several specific vaccines, we see the pattern in this graph. As you can see in green, over 90% of the pharmacists who responded to the survey and who vaccinate indicated that someone at the pharmacy currently offers influenza vaccine to adults, and that's in green again, while 70% or more of them indicated that someone at the pharmacy either currently immunizes adults with each of the other vaccines or intends to do so, with plans being in place to expand those recommendations. So now let's contrast that with pharmacist immunization of adolescents under 18 years of age. Now, as noted in green, only approximately half of the same respondents indicate that one or more of the pharmacists in their pharmacy currently immunizes adolescents with an influenza vaccine, while another 16%, as you can see in the top bar in yellow, indicated that there were plans to begin doing so, and 34% indicated that there are no plans to begin providing adolescents with influenza vaccine. For the other immunizations listed, only between 16 and 27% of the responding pharmacists who administer vaccines indicated that someone at their pharmacy currently immunizes adolescents with these vaccines, again, for all the other vaccinations, while 20 to 25% indicated that no one at the pharmacy currently provides these immunizations. There are plans to do so. And the remaining, which is the largest group, approximately 50% or more, indicated that there were no such plans currently under consideration, and those are in red. Now, this pattern whereby, with the exception of influenza vaccine, half or fewer of the pharmacists indicated that someone in their pharmacy currently immunizes or plans to offer these vaccines in the future really contrasts with the situation for adults. There are several possible reasons for this, including state regulations restricting which, if any, immunizations can be provided by pharmacists to minors, requirements by some states that minors have prescriptions for administration of immunizations, corporate policies for chain pharmacies limiting their pharmacist's scope of practice, reimbursement issues, and time considerations. Finally, we asked pharmacists to estimate how supportive they believe the parents of adolescents 11 to 17 years of age would generally be of their adolescents getting immunizations from pharmacists. As you can see in this bar graph, the responding pharmacists indicated that they believe there generally would be a really high degree of parental support for having pharmacists provide immunizations to adolescents. Indeed, approximately 90% of responding pharmacists thought parents would be supportive or very supportive of having their adolescents immunized by pharmacists. Now, additionally, when we broke that down and asked pharmacists about their opinions of how supportive they believe parents would be regarding having their adolescents receive very specific vaccines from pharmacists, we get a very similar sort of a picture. Again, pharmacists thought that the majority of parents would be likely or very likely to favor pharmacists immunizing adolescents with all six of these vaccines, the highest number, of course, being for influenza vaccine. Now, this study had certain limitations that need to be acknowledged. The response rate was 11%, which, while higher than the usual response rate for the American Pharmacists Association online surveys of pharmacists, is generally considered low. As a result, we cannot be certain that the pharmacists responding to the survey were representative of pharmacists as a whole. For instance, those who completed the survey may have had a particular interest in immunization issues, or may have been more likely to have completed an immunization certification program than other pharmacists. In addition, some of the situations that we presented in the survey were theoretical in nature, including, for instance, asking pharmacists how young a child or adolescent they would feel comfortable immunizing if they had the legal authority to immunize individuals of all ages. In fact, many states restrict the ages of individuals who can be immunized by pharmacists, which immunizations can be offered, and under what circumstances. Nevertheless, The results of this survey indicate that there appears to be strong interest among pharmacists in providing immunizations to adolescents, as manifested by the high proportions of pharmacists who have completed immunization certification programs, the high proportion who currently provide immunizations, the stated intentions of many pharmacists to provide vaccines to adolescents if allowed by state regulation, and the self-reported comfort level of most pharmacists in potentially immunizing adolescents. Additional research is needed to evaluate what the public in general and adolescents and their parents in particular think about having pharmacists offer immunizations to adolescents. In addition, practical considerations like devising ways to bill third-party payers for immunizations provided in pharmacies, developing policies to allow pharmacists to use VFC vaccine for eligible adolescents, and reporting immunizations provided in pharmacies to a registry and to primary care medical providers need to be given careful consideration. In conclusion, many pharmacists think that given the opportunity, they can contribute to, in a collaborative way, to efforts to immunize adolescents. Thank you.